Naya stepped from the scented bath and reached for the large fluffy white towel. Patting herself dry and donning her satin wrap, she padded softly to her dressing table. Once seated in front of the large mirror, she scrutinized her reflection. It had been 2 years since she had met Sir, and tonight was their anniversary of that meeting. Drying her hair and pinning it up, she expertly let small tendrils frame her face and trail down her neck. After applying her makeup and dabbing her favorite perfume in just the right places, she let the wrap fall to her feet as she slipped into her new dress. She had bought the dress months ago in a small shop she had stumbled across while out window shopping, but had kept it for just this occasion. Standing in front of her full-length swivel mirror, she turned and inspected herself. The dress showed every curve of her body, accenting her womanly shape. It was a simple black dress, but the low-cut bodice and expert styling made it seem sexy and classy at the same time. Naya wore no underwear, just like on the night they met, her high heels emphasizing her long tanned legs, her only adornments being the simple silver stud earrings and matching silver choker around her neck. They had arranged to meet at their favorite restaurant, Sir saying he wanted to see her enter the room and look for him, just as she had 2 years ago when they first met. Catching a taxi, and arriving exactly on time, Naya walked through the doors of the restaurant and scanned the room. It always made her nervous to be out in public without underwear, and she did not like to be alone. Knowing that Sir could probably see her though, made Naya walk straight and tall and look around with a confident air. She saw him across the room and smiled. He looked so handsome and relaxed, his face smiling back at her as he realized she had entered. Crossing the room, she saw him stand, and as she neared he held out his hand to her. Sir's eyes traveled up and down her body, making her blush as she read the desire in his eyes. Smiling, he gave his deep-throated laugh that made her go weak at the knees. Kissing her softly on her cheek, he whispered to her, "I know you have no underwear on, my dear darling Naya." Naya's nipples immediately stood erect and her pussy felt the first stirrings of the night. It never took long when Sir was around for her to feel aroused, and tonight she knew he would have something special planned. All through dinner, they stared into each other's eyes, making small talk and barely realizing what they were eating. They could read each other's minds and the chemistry in the air was tangible. Naya gazed into Sir's eyes and marveled at how fate had brought them together. They held hands and stroked each other's thighs under the table, stealing small kisses over the table as they drank their drinks. After dinner, Sir suggested they go dancing, which sounded like a great idea to Naya as she loved to be seen with him, proudly walking with her arm wrapped in his. They walked down the street to a place they knew well and often went to after they had eaten. The atmosphere was suited to them, the music from a bygone era they felt comfortable with. Naya and Sir danced slowly, arm in arm, Naya's head resting on Sir's shoulder, her body rubbing against his as they moved fluidly to the music. Their bodies generating a heat that kept them locked in their own world. During a particularly slow dance, they looked into each other's eyes and without saying a word they both kissed passionately while clinging to each other tightly. The music stopped and as they left the floor they both headed for the door, holding hands and walking up the street to Sir's car. As they got to the car, Sir turned to Naya and kissed her softly, his arms holding her tight. Naya could feel the desire in his kiss, and as she kissed him back his tongue entered her mouth and she felt the familiar stirrings deep within herself. Leaning against the car, Sir pressed against her harder, kissing ardently as his hands started to caress her through the flimsy material of her dress. Naya moaned softly and her arms went around his neck as one of his hands caressed her breasts and pinched her erect nipples. Naya thought she would come there and then, but just as she felt her mind spiraling, Sir stopped and unlocked the door for her to get in the car. He was smiling mischievously, he knew exactly what he was doing to her, and Naya sensed it was going to be a long night, and she didn't mind one bit. Driving home, through the dark streets, Sir looked at Naya and smiled. "Naya, Sir's cock needs some attention." Naya did not hesitate, she had been dying to suck his cock all night, and as she leant towards him slowly undoing his pants she could feel his hardness straining to be unleashed. Slowly taking his hard, warm cock from his pants, Naya gently licked and sucked on his swollen knob. She could feel Sir inch forward and heard a soft groan as she took more of his shaft in her mouth. Sucking deeper and longer with each movement of her mouth, Naya could feel her pussy getting wetter, her nipples hardening and her clit swelling. Her tongue twirling round and round his cock as she sucked and took as much as she could into her mouth, his cock hitting the back of her throat and sliding down further. She could hear his groans as she fellated him, while he drove. S pause second equals 1.5 e pause, Naya felt the car pull up and reluctantly stopped sucking on Sir's wonderful cock when he announced they were home. Stepping out of the car and adjusting himself, Sir walked around to open the door for his beloved sub. Walking up the path to the front door, Naya smiled broadly. Walking into the home they shared always made Naya feel happy and content with her life. Tonight, though, she felt more. She felt excitement, anticipation, and exhilaration. S pause second equals 1.5 E pause. After walking through the front door and switching on the light, Sir sat down on the lounge and spoke quietly to Naya. Dear sub, take your shoes off for me. Naya took off her black high heels and stood in front of him. Sir stood and walked over to her, kissing her tenderly. His hand slid behind her back and unzipped the black dress, peeling it slowly from her shoulders and letting it slide sensually down her body until it pulled at her feet, all the while kissing her softly. Standing in the middle of the lounge kissing Sir, while completely naked, gave Naya an almost ethereal feeling, as if she could have floated. Sir pulled away from Naya and looked at her exposed body, taking his time, looking at every curve and arch of the body of his submissive. Position 1, Sir ordered with the air of someone who knew he would be obeyed instantly. Immediately, Naya assumed the position, her arms behind her head and her legs spread. Already her body was beginning to experience the excitement and thrill of anticipated sexual pleasure. Sir stood and approached Naya, standing directly in front of her. He looked at her breasts jutting out, her womanly hips and her trimmed pussy. Walking behind her, he admired her slender neck, her naturally arched back and the curve of her luscious buttocks. Naya felt his eyes travel over her body. It made her feel proud to be his sub. Her nipples had hardened and her pussy moistened. Naya's body was beginning to feel acutely sensitive as she felt his body close to hers and knew he would soon touch her. It was heaven and hell at the same time, waiting and wanting his touch so badly. Sir knew that Naya was on tender hooks waiting for him to touch her. It pleased him that he could make her feel this way, and he knew just how long he could make her wait to enhance the experience for her. He could not help but notice her hardened nipples, the slight puffiness of her labia and the flushed skin. Walking round to the front of her, he kissed her hard, his tongue delving into her willing mouth. He heard her soft moans and felt a satisfaction in her response to him. Reaching up with his hands, he cupped both breasts in his hands and mauled them in his large hands before squeezing both nipples at the same time. Naya moaned louder and he could feel her body straining to stay in position. Having her breasts treated so roughly by her master was exquisite pleasure and exactly what Naya wanted. His strong hands and his ardent kissing was draining her of strength, but she fought to remain in position, her body trembling with pent-up arousal. Naya's breasts ached for his mouth, her pussy dying to feel his attention, but she knew that she must have patience. Sir enjoyed making her come only when he desired it, and he would not rush tonight. Pulling away, Sir went to the bureau and reached inside. He pulled out a small silver chain which had nipple clamps on either end. Walking back towards his submissive, he bent his head and licked each nipple before sucking on them, pulling the nipples to the back of his mouth and sucking hard and long. Naya felt she would faint from the pleasure as he sucked and nibbled on each nipple, the sensation going straight to her pussy, making her wet and aching. Standing once more, Sir attached a clamp to each nipple, tightening them just a little more than usual. The intensity of the localized pain was making Naya hot. Her pussy was working overtime, juices starting to run down her leg. Position 2, darling girl, Sir commanded. Naya was instantly on her knees, leaning back and gripping her ankles. Sir returned to the drawer and came back with his crop, running it over both breasts and tugging lightly on her nipple chain. He then ordered her to her hands and knees. Complying readily, Naya was on her hands and knees in no time, her back arched and her rounded bum waving in the air. Naya's breasts swayed gently, the chain tinkling as she moved. Sir walked round to the back of Naya and marveled at the shape of her rounded ass. He took his crop and slapped her left buttocks, leaving a red mark on her skin. Naya made a small whimpering sound. It was a sound that Sir knew very well, and he knew that she was barely in control of her body. Her excitement was mounting quickly, and he wanted to go slow with her tonight, make it a memory she would not soon forget. Slapping her only 3 more times, he walked round to the front of Naya. She was a glorious sight, her slightly red bottom still visible to him, her eyes closed, and an expression of pure bliss on her face. A soft sheen covered her body, and he felt so proud to be her master that his cock grew even harder in his pants. Naya, I want you to service your master's cock with your mouth, his smile broad as he saw the response to his order. Naya opened her eyes and looked up at her master lovingly, her manner one of complete submission as she proceeded to undo his pants and expose his cock. He was hard and eager for her hot mouth to surround his hardness. Naya licked his cock, feeling it shudder involuntarily under her touch. She licked it up and down its length, kissing and holding it gently, running her tongue round the swollen knob and sucking gently up and down. She could feel the soft smooth skin on her tongue, taste his sweet pre-cum. Moaning as she sucked and licked his cock, caressing it with her hands and mouth, Naya sucked and swallowed, forcing his cock down her throat and making it throb for her. Sir could not contain his delight, and grabbing her by her hair, he pushed in and out of her willing mouth. Pushing in harder and longer, he felt his cock sliding to the back of her throat and beyond. Groaning with animalistic lust, he thrust harder and longer. Naya also felt the primeval stirrings and was moaning and squirming beneath her master. Unable to stop the welling up of hot cum from his tensing balls, he squirted his semen down his sub's pliant throat, watching her as she licked and sucked eagerly but gently, her own body on the edge. Her administrations on his cock kept him hard and aching for more of her charms, but before he would avail himself of her, he would have her perform for him. Walking once more to the treasure trove in the drawer, he pulled out a vibrator and gave it to Naya. "Show me how you use your toy to come," he said. Rising to fetch the throw cushions from the lounge and place them on the floor in front of Sir, who had seated himself on the lounge chair, Naya then proceeded to make herself comfortable on them. Smiling, and with the nipple clamp still attached keeping her highly aroused, Naya sensually spread her legs wide, exposing herself lewdly to her master. Closing her eyes momentarily as she pressed the vibrator to her wet, aching pussy, the sheer pleasure of touching herself at last, causing her to writhe forward slightly as her hand guided the phallic object into her pulsing eager cunt. Moving her toy slowly in and out, moaning softly and rhythmically moving her hips, Naya opened her eyes to look at her master and saw the lust and pleasure on his face. Pleased that he was enjoying her show, Naya continued to push the vibrator in harder and harder, building her excitement and causing her to moan louder. Unable to control herself any longer, Naya pleaded, "Please, sir, may I come?" Sir had gazed upon his sub proudly, engrossed in her magnificent performance, his cock swelling as he watched her use the substitute cock to bring herself to orgasm. "Yes, Naya, come now," he ordered loudly and watched with immense satisfaction as she shuddered in front of him, her moans of delight just the beginning for her, he thought to himself. Giving her just a moment to recover, he helped her to her feet and kissed her roughly, his lust for her making him almost brutal as he crushed her to him. Leading her to the back of the couch, he bent her forward and rubbed his cock up and down her wet slit, teasing them both for only a moment before plunging into her willing, eager pussy. Their mutual groans of pleasure driving them half wild as he thrust into his loving sub and she ground back onto his throbbing cock. Riding her slowly, but with long sensual strokes, Sir could hear the pitch of Naya's moans change as her excitement quickly grew. He slowed even further, Naya's wonderful wet pussy like velvet on his cock, her pulsing muscles massaging his shaft, driving him towards the edge. Wanting to make it last longer, Sir stopped and just enjoyed the feeling of Naya's pussy, clenching and unclenching on his cock, her body trembling in anticipation, her soft whimpers as she waited patiently. Reaching forward, Sir tugged gently on the chain hanging from the nipple clamps and at the same time he slapped her bottom. Naya moaned and squirmed beneath him, her pussy twitching involuntarily. Sir groaned as he felt the tightness around his throbbing cock. He repeated his actions only harder, slapping it further four times. Again Naya's pussy contracted and the feeling was exquisite. S pause second equals 1.5 pause, Naya was on the edge, her whole body alert for that one moment of no return. She knew she would ask permission to come, but at the moment she felt incapable of speech, her whole being in delicious torment as Sir expertly kept her on the rim. Sir pulled out of Naya's pussy, his cock and balls. He noted the trail of juice running down her inner thigh and felt gratification in the fact that he had the power to make her feel this way. Running his hands along her buttocks, and admiring their curves, he spread her cheeks with his hands. Her ass was made for his cock, they fit together perfectly and Sir was ready to enjoy her excellence. Taking his cock, he rubbed it back and forth over her asshole, rubbing her juices all round her ass. Pressing his swollen knob at the entrance to her hole, Sir pushed in relentlessly, enjoying Naya's gasp as he spread her wide with his thick cock. Pushing all the way into her ass until his stomach was pressed against her warm bum and his balls against her wet pussy before slowly pulling out and thrusting deeper into her again, sodomizing her glorious ass. Naya was in heaven, unable to think, enjoying the feeling of having her ass invaded by Sir's wonderful cock. His hands on her buttocks and his balls slapping her pussy was making her whole body tremble with pleasure. She felt the juices running down her inner leg and moaned loudly as she felt him stretch and fill her gaping asshole. Feeling her trembling on his cock and hearing her moans gain momentum was taking away Sir's control. He pushed in harder and faster as Naya pushed back on his cock, grinding and crying out in delight. "Please, sir," Naya panted, "please come." "Yes, yes, Naya, now." Naya's whole body shook as a huge intense orgasm washed through her body, causing her to cry out and moan loudly. Sir could not contain himself at this display of wanton abandon, and he rammed his cock in as hard and far as he could, causing him to squirt his hot cum deep inside of her, his balls tensing and his cock jerking spasmodically as he felt the most desperate need to fill her with all of his seed. Reaching forward, he slipped the clamps expertly off Naya's nipples and squashed her breasts in his large hands, pummeling them as he sprayed the last of his cum inside of her. Naya's orgasm was still coming in rolling waves, and he felt rather than heard them. After a few moments, he leaned forward onto her, he kissing her back while caressing her. Naya was almost silent now, the only sound, small whimpers of enjoyment as her body relaxed and contentment took over. "Happy anniversary, darling," he whispered, "I love you." "I love you, happy anniversary," Naya replied very quietly. Sir pulled out of Naya and turned her to face him, kissing her softly on her face and lips. He said, "I think we need a shower, dear girl." "Yes, sir," Naya smiled. She loved to shower with Sir. The end, or was it?
This has been a production of Wasteland.com. Visit us for original bondage and fetish sex movies today.